The process of trying to grow the economy is a constant one, and in the economic development business specifically, there's always plenty to do. Just maintaining the jobs you already have in a region is not necessarily enough to keep it thriving. There are already plenty of comparisons encouraged when you're trying to land a business on a bunch of jobs. You have to talk about what your area's got that other areas do not. But now SoReady, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc., is talking about leveraging our edge. That'll be the theme of SoReady's annual meeting next week in Medford. Colleen Johnston is with us on the Jefferson Exchange. She's SoReady's Senior Business Development Manager. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. First of all, when we talk about Senior Business Development Manager, are you focused mostly on existing businesses or new ones or a mix?
It's a mix, but the majority of our work is focused on our existing companies because more job growth will come from our existing companies than by us recruiting a new company.
And so what are some of the things you can do to help existing companies grow their jobs?
We have a regular outreach program, and then we can also bring resources to them. If they're expanding or growing, there may be some incentives that are available to them. It just depends on what their business is, and we can direct them to other resources.
When we talk about things like leveraging the edge, trying to impress people with what the Rogue Valley has to offer, I mean, you yourself, I understand, are a Medford native, so you clearly know the value of living in the Valley.
That's correct. I am born and raised here.
So do you have to approach, though, I mean, so you have the advantage of knowing the area very well, but you're also trying to make sure that you cast this in a way that appeals to people coming in from the outside. So do you have to take on a bit of a different mindset?
I don't think so necessarily, because we really do enjoy great communities and livability here, and we're a testament to that. But we want to capture great stories of companies in our region and what we do have to offer. So it's really a matter of just telling the story and doing it well, and that's our aim with this upcoming campaign.
And that is the Leveraging Our Edge campaign?
That's correct.
So what are some of the edges the Rogue Valley offers over other locations? What are the things you can play up now that perhaps you haven't in the past?
Well, I think that one thing for certain is that we just have a quality of life here and a livability that people really resonate with, especially smaller, closely held companies, which is really the focus of this campaign, because that's what we have here already. We have low commute times. We just have a mild Mediterranean climate. And this proximity to recreation and culture, that's a lot harder to get to in major markets. Right here, we can get there right away. And that adds to the happiness factor and makes us better workers.
When you talk about things like culture, I just wonder how much emphasis is made of things like the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, like the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. I mean, things that people actually can get to, usually with less than 3/4 of an hour travel time for most of Jackson County anyway.
That's correct, and we do emphasize that because that really rounds out and gives us balance in our lives. So we talk about that frequently with incoming guests and visitors. And then we also have some collaborative efforts in place with our Southern Oregon Visitors Association here, our area chambers, and we're pursuing some assistance through a Travel Oregon grant that we're hopeful to get for this project.
All right, so there is some interrelation then between tourism attraction and business attraction.
Absolutely, and it goes both ways. So we do have a strong relationship. In fact, we're co-located with the Southern Oregon Visitors Association, and that really helps our efforts.
Does anybody still bother to do things like put the billboards up in the airport saying, you know, now that you're visiting, would you like to stay here?
I've thought about that frequently, especially in some of the larger markets. I've always wanted to have a billboard out there that said something like, spend more time out of your car,
right.
Move to Southern Oregon.
That's,
we have not had the funds to do that yet.
Mm-hmm. But that's a big selling point, I would think, particularly for anybody coming from a major metro area, particularly, for example, the Bay Area, where they can spend 2 hours in each direction in their car in a given day.
Exactly. And the Bay Area, since you mentioned it, and Northern California is where we see many businesses kind of migrating from. And so that is likely going to be the focus of our campaign.
Now, any analysis of strengths, I know anybody who's probably been in business for any amount of time has probably done a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so when you're busy talking about the strengths you want to tout in something like a Leveraging Our Edge campaign, you probably have to be aware of the weaknesses anyway as well. And so what are some of the things that you try not to talk about very much?
Well, we always disclose what we believe our weaknesses are, and they will come out. But, you know, one One thing is that since we are on the West Coast, we do not have a real strong east-west transportation corridor. So those who are shipping products either got to go up to I-84 or down to I-80 to get that direction. So for some companies that have a lot of product going that way, it may not make sense completely. That would be one. But we do have the I-5 corridor going through our region. Another one might simply be that we don't have a critical mass of folks here, especially in certain skilled fields, engineering, for example. So that can be problematic as we try to recruit or help high-tech companies grow. But we're working on it, and we have strong efforts in place with our existing educational institutions.
Does the proximity of Oregon Tech, Oregon Institute of Technology, and Klamath Falls help, even though it's basically 70 miles from Medford and about 100 from Grants Pass?
Yes, it does help, and we promote OIT frequently in our materials and, you know, in our discussions with companies that it really is very close. And for many companies that are coming from the larger area, 70 miles is nothing to them. So we actually promote that with the rest of our educational facilities.
We're talking to Colleen Johnston at So Ready, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc. She's Senior Business Development Manager, and we're talking about the new campaign coming up called Leveraging Our Edge, in which Southern Oregon will present to the world the edge it has over other areas for locating a business, for growing a business. 800-838-3760 around the region if you'd like to join the conversation. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Colleen, obviously you already tout the differences. So when we talk about leveraging our edge, is this just a sharpened approach, another way of refining the message or something?
Yes, it is a way of sharpening the approach. Freshening things up and really using what we believe are the assets in our region. We talked about culture and recreation, but we have outstanding companies here already. And so we want to be able to share some of those stories of companies in this region and leverage that to tell the world, basically, who's already operating here and why are they successful here? What makes it work here for them? Because many times when a company is considering our region, that's what they ask. Who else is here and what are they doing? So there are many gems of companies in this region that even our own local folks don't know exist here. So we want to share that story and tell the world what they're doing and the opportunities that are there also for careers and future jobs.
I sense a certain reluctance on the part of some companies to be the first ones to commit. In other words, if the appeal is always made like, look at who's here already, the trick is getting somebody to make that commitment in the first place.
I don't see a lot of reluctance. Are you speaking directly to the companies that we're hoping to utilize in this campaign?
In the sense of it takes a while probably to build up that momentum, you know, where you have to have one company, a second company, a third company say, yeah, we'll locate there. And then it makes it just that much more appealing to companies 4, 5, 6, et cetera.
Yes, you're correct. They want to know, you know, if things don't work out here, for a company that's coming in, they want to know where would their employees go. Or for employees looking for a job, they want to know what else is in the region in case they relocate here and then it doesn't work out. So that goes back to that critical mass of workers in our region and the skill set.
When talking about things like pointing out to businesses what the edge is in Southern Oregon, I mean, you have to walk a fine line in tone. Did not appear boastful, I mean, but you still want to be able to accentuate the positives you have.
That's right. We know that we have weaknesses, every community does, and we don't want to be boastful, but we also want to tell the story and be truthful and share that because it will make sense for a lot of closely held companies. You know, those companies that are 10 to 15 employees, maybe a few more, that just love the same values that we all love and abide by here in Southern Oregon.
Let us take a call. We have Mark in Redding, California on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Colleen Johnston. We're talking about leveraging our edge in Southern Oregon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If any freight rail service is there in and out of the Rogue Valley these days?
It's a good question because when we talked about east-west versus north-south, that is an issue. Mark, thanks for that. At this point, Colleen, it's only northbound, right?
That's correct, northbound, and then you have to get to Eugene to go over east.
All right, because you got to get back to Union Pacific. Right now, the Central Oregon and Pacific line is embargoed south of Ashland, so it does not run over the Siskiyous down to the connection to the Union Pacific just south of Weed. There was, I understood, a Tiger grant from the Federal Transportation Department coming through. Is work expected to be done sometime soon to reopen the line over the Siskiyous?
That's correct, Jeff. I don't know the actual timing of that, but I do know that there is efforts underway to refurbish that and get that to operation status again.
How much do companies even ask about rail these days, though? Because when you were talking about having to get to go east by getting either north to I-84 or south to I-80, it's a fairly similar infrastructure issue for the railroads, but do you even tout those as part of the picture?
Well, we certainly give that information if they need that for their operations. We don't have a lot of companies that ask about rail. Most of them are using trucking, but companies like our timber companies and food production companies that are trying to bring in raw product are interested in the rail and do ask about it.
Okay, so basically the larger and the bulkier the stuff, the cheaper
Correct.
It ships by rail.
That's right.
Let's take another call. We have Tom in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking economic development with Colleen Johnston at So Ready.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think your idea about leveraging is really good, but as a part of that, I was wondering, are you having trouble selling the area? Is there backlash because of the funding problems we're having with law enforcement? I mean, are you getting pushback from businesses trying to recruit new businesses from out of the area?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, particularly more acute, obviously, in Grants Pass and Josephine County generally. Thanks for the question, Tom. Colleen?
Yes, that's a great question, Tom. And yes, there is concern about that. We know about that. And again, going back that we don't necessarily not talk about our weaknesses and the things that we struggle with, but we do say that we have a strong community still trying to work through these things. Many companies that are considering the area really resonate with the fact of how community-driven we are, and that we are trying to find solutions for these problems. So there's the negative in that we do have some struggles, but there's the positive in that we're recognized as being very collaborative and community-minded and trying to find solutions.
So the positive is we haven't given up. We're still looking for a way out of this.
That's right.
All right, so who will be some of the speakers? This is obviously the Leveraging Our Edge is going to be a big topic of discussion at Soretti's 27th annual meeting, which is coming up on Wednesday in Medford. Who are some of the speakers there?
Well, we have a keynote speaker who's coming in from Phoenix, Arizona. He's a business relocation consultant. He's going to be giving the keynote address and talking about how we can leverage intangible assets such as the friendliness and our communities and our culture that exists here. Then we have three local speakers from different communities. One is Brad Niva, who's with Rogue Wilderness Adventures, runs a rafting business down the Rogue River. He also has a wine hopper business and gives wine tours all over the region. Then we have Jeff Blum, who's with ProCare Software, and they are currently in Medford and going to be moving into the new One West building here in Medford in the fall. And then our third speaker is Craig Bramsher with Brammo, and you may know that this is the company that is developing and selling the electric motorcycles, and they are based in Talent.
So are you still there, Colleen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we had a funny little burp on the line there for a second. Brammo's a good example, though. I mean, why did Brammo locate in the Rogue Valley? Because Craig Bramsher had other options where he could have located his motorcycle operation.
Yes, he did, and I think that he's going to share more about that at our annual meeting, but I can say that he loves this region. It's a great place for him to raise his family, and I believe he is happy here. Clearly, he's purchased a large facility and is moving forward, so that speaks volumes. But I would invite everybody to come and listen to his story firsthand next Wednesday.
You were talking earlier, Colleen, about how one of the focuses is on helping existing businesses grow, to not just bring the new folks in, but to keep the existing folks happy and growing as well. So did SoReady play a role, for example, in Brammo buying the old Walmart store in Talent?
We did not directly play a role in that, but we've had a strong relationship with Brammo over the years and made introductions to Business Oregon, for example, who has significant financial programs to help large projects. SoReady has a loan program. We don't have grants necessarily, but our loan program does help smaller companies with smaller needs for gap financing. Bramo is a big operation, and their need exceeded what we were able to help them with.
It must be tricky to keep eyes on all the burners at once, though. I mean, you're trying to lure the new businesses, trying to stay available to assist existing ones with their needs, and so there's a lot of different things cooking all at once, aren't there?
There are, and we are a staff of four people, believe it or not, and we have a loan manager here who helps with our loan programs and with our outreach to entrepreneurs. So we have a lot going on. We try to balance it and try to be as responsive as we can.
Obviously, the ways in which you reach people have changed drastically over the last 20 years with the advent of the Internet. So, I mean, will the Leveraging Our Edge campaign have a largely web focus or person-to-person focus? I mean, how do you get the message out there in this day and age?
Well, it's going to be a combination of that. But, yes, we will have a new website that will go live on Wednesday at the SouthernOregonEdge.com, and that will help us collect analytics that tell us where leads are coming from so that we can identify opportunities to court businesses and develop those relationships.
So it's the SouthernOregonEdge.com?
SouthernOregonEdge.com.
SouthernOregonEdge.com. Okay, so and that'll go live on Wednesday as the conference convenes in Medford?
That's correct.
All right, So Ready's 27th annual meeting, So Ready being Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc., where Colleen Johnston is the Senior Business Development Manager. Best of luck with the Leveraging Our Edge campaign. I'm sure we'll talk about it more down the road. Colleen, thank you for your time today.
All right, thank you.
You bet.